everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 27th of March. So today, Mars makes a semi-square to Chiron, so this is a nice subtle energy. So, positively, Chiron in astrology is the wounded healer. Mars represents our assertion, our motivation, our drives, our sexual drives, our career drives, our physical drives. So when these two come together in the semi-square, it brings us the ability to become more bold, more courageous, more brave, motivating us to actively work on our personal development and connect with our inner strength. So great energy for us to overcome our obstacles, to do the things that need our attention. But negatively, it can make us more impatient, more conflicted within ourselves and with others and our relationships, so we can become more aggressive and frustrated as well, because this energy can just bring up unresolved emotional issues that we need to confront, our relationship or career issues, or issues with co-workers that can lead to inner trauma and also, you know, external conflict and confrontation as well. So esoterically, whatever comes up today, the lessons are teaching us to find that balance between being vulnerable and assertive, wanting us to be more compassionate and understanding as we explore our wounds and traumas that come up, giving us the power and energy to run, well, not run to them, but be open to dealing with our crap, yeah, or our emotions and stuff, you know, to work through, giving us the energy to be supportive to ourselves and others. Also, the inspiration to maybe do journaling or meditation or anything that gets you into that honesty or self-reflective state, or any other state that helps you to work on your emotions or anything else you need to work on. It reminds us of the interconnectedness between our physical and emotional wounds, and encourages us to approach our growth and transformation on the soul level as well as the physical material level. It allows us to deepen our understandings of ourselves and have more resilience as well, and can just really push us towards change, even though the situations or the feelings that come up right now may not be pleasant. You know, we may be upset, anxious, depressed and stuff, but if we're willing to just be provide that nurturing space for ourselves, we can overcome. So content creators can talk about how we can embrace loving ourselves even when we're not at our best, when we are in depression, how to allow the depression to not flow through us, but yeah, flow through us, but also build the extra layer where we can just tell ourselves, this is only for now, it will pass, you know, and can reason with ourselves and realize that everything that happens doesn't have to always be a negative. How we can turn our negatives into positives, how we can focus more on just being open to building new life for ourselves, how we can use self-care rituals and therapy and mindfulness practices and all types of traditional and alternative therapies to help us manage our spiritual and emotional and psychological issues, giving us tips and strategies on how we can manage difficult emotions and experiences as they come up in our life, talking about the connection between mind, body and soul, and how we can build more resilience in the face of our adversity and troubles, and also just sharing resources such as books and podcasts and online communities that can help people work through their emotions as well. So yeah, that's the Daily Scope for the 27th of March.